Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday night, Friday, April the 10th, 2026. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour in the studio with Matt Morgan. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What's coming up 10, 15 to 11 tonight?
Tonight we're going to talk about politics and a little bit of sports.
What kind of politics?
Well, we're going to talk about, the Iran war. We're going to talk about some state-level politics, you know, that kind of thing.
And what do you, state-level, what's of interest to you right now?
I was going to talk about Tracy Richardson endorsing Ben Weber.
Well, how do you feel about that? Tell people, read the endorsement.
Oh, I got to pull it up.
Fascinating times.
Pull it up, 1 second.
Fascinating times here in the 86th District.
All right, this is per Tracy Richardson, current 86th District Representative. The closer I get to the primary on May 5th, the more individuals continue to ask me about my Republican recommendation. Like all of you, I have to choose between three candidates. My choice is Ben Weber. In a very thoughtful way, I've considered character, education, work experience at the State House, life experience, history of arrests, pro-life support, pro-Second Amendment position, business support, and numerous other issues including property taxes, data centers, and support for agriculture. My decision is based upon carefully studying and observing the candidates to the best of my ability as well as spending time with them. I feel an obligation to share my considerations since I truly care about who will carry the torch of service after me. One of the greatest things about being an American is that we have the freedom to choose who to represent us in our constitutional republic. Please remember to exercise your American right to vote.
Okay. Tracy Richardson, the current holder of that seat in the 86th District. Strong support of Ben Weber. Now, again, the most interesting part of that, arrest records.
Yes. That's always nice.
Well, you don't normally hear that in an endorsement.
Anybody ever look into that, by the way?
No. No. Because, I mean, it's an odd thing, and I don't know. See, that's why... politics...
Well, I think you just don't throw mud and hope your opponent doesn't throw mud, I guess. I think Hillary had it right. You take the high road, but, like, Hillary just lost the election. I think... But then they just abandoned that whole high road.
Oh, scheme. We're not into the high road anymore.
Yeah, I know, but they should go back to that.
When they go... No, it was when they go low, we go high.
Yeah,
but then
the
they
high
lost
road.
The election, and that was a problem. Go ahead, caller.
Isn't Ben Weber and Tracy Richardson Republicans?
Well, they're all Republicans in the primary.
Okay. Well, you know, they was talking about voting rights and stuff like that. What does their pedophile-in-chief think about voting rights?
I don't know. What do you think of Tracy Richardson making this endorsement? Does that mean anything, the current office holder in the 86th District?
No, not to me.
Well, no, but
he's done good.
No, but I'm saying to the Republican primary voters, do you think it means anything?
I doubt it. Well, I ain't going to be voting in that anyhow. But, you know, what I'm saying is, how can you come out and talk about voting rights and everybody should get out there and vote and stuff like that when you got somebody heading your party that wants to destroy voting rights? And only give select few that he selects voting rights. It's kind of hypocritical.
I don't know.
It's a good thing he didn't bring up Trump's name, too, because if I was any Republican, I'd be trying to distance myself from him. But it just seems a little comical, any Republican talking about voting rights. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
Yep.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
You think Trump could play 4D chess at this point and, like, endorse the candidate he doesn't want to win? That way, that way the other person wins?
I don't know. I just keep thinking about that endorsement from Tracy Richardson because, like I said earlier today, she's termed out in that seat. And I do not believe if she thought for a second that Ben was going to lose that she would endorse him. I don't think she would. Because I think 25 days to go, why would you want to endorse the person who loses? Why would you even want to run that risk?
Well, I don't know.
She must feel very, very confident.
Apparently people asked her.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that's what I'm saying. But she has held out doing it.
No. I mean, apparently people have asked her who she recommends.
I understand that. And she has not done it publicly until 25, 26 days before the election. So that's what I'm saying. I think for her to do that publicly and make a public endorsement, I don't think she wants to be known as a person who endorsed the loser in her own party's primary.
Well, he could still lose.
Yes, he could still lose, but again, she must be pretty confident.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, it doesn't look good to endorse losers, I guess.
I always said that I think that Weslin, her main problem is, with most people that I've talked to, a likability problem.
She seems likable enough in person.
Well, talk to some people. There is no middle ground with her. There is either you like her or you really don't like her.
Ben Weber,
I have never heard anybody say they disliked Ben. They might say they're not voting for him, but there's no strong feeling either way. Same thing with Steven. There's no strong feeling either way. But her, people have strong feelings about.
Well,
and I guess that's good and bad. It's to the good, people really, really support you, but to the bad, people really, really dislike you.
Yeah, I was just about to say, well, I guess it just depends on if there's more people who really, really like her or more people who really, really dislike her.
Well, I think you would have to look at the primary that she was already in to answer that question.
Well, against Tracy Richardson?
Yeah.
Well, she lost that one.
Right. So, is she appealing to more people this time? That's the question.
I don't...
See, I think that's the problem. You know, I don't know. People have long memories.
I don't know that she's more appealing this... I mean, I'm sure she's campaigning on pretty much the same things.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I guess affordability has become more of a thing as of late than probably the first time she ran.
I'm interested to see...
Just because Trump ran on it?
Well, she claims she's not the establishment, and that's the problem the Republican Party seems to be having right now, is you have there's a group that's saying they're not the establishment, and then there's the group that people claim are the establishment.
Well, who's the establishment at this point?
I don't know, because nobody wants to say they're the establishment, but you've got a group of people saying that they are not the establishment, so that would, by definition, make the other person the establishment.
I don't know. When I think of the establishment Republican Party, I'm thinking of, like, Mike DeWine.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do as well.
Where are the Mike DeWines?
Well, I think that's what the... I think that's what the paintbrush is meant to do. But I don't think anybody's going to own up to that. But you have some people who are trying to run that way to say, look at me, I'm not that. Okay.
What do people have against the DeWine Republicans right about now?
Because they feel that's the party's making the decisions. That's the problem that Vivek Ramaswamy's got. That's the problem that they're trying to lay on Ben Weber. That's the problem that somebody like Robert Sprague has.
They're just like shills for the party.
Well, but I don't know that they are.
No,
but
I mean,
that's the claim.
That's the, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know anything about that, but I mean, DeWine's a... I mean, he seems to be, like, a fairly reasonable guy. I mean...
I don't know. I don't really care. I don't live in the 86th District.
I also don't live in the 86th District.
So, whatever.
Well, it's interesting, I guess.
Most of these primaries, even the Democratic ones coming up, I mean, the Attorney General primary, the, what's the other, Secretary of State primary for the Democrats, I mean, I think they're interesting, but, whatever.
Who's, I mean, are there really all that many primaries in the Democratic Party at this point?
I think just the two.
Well... that's not great.
Well, I don't know. Some people say it's good not to have a primary. And the Republicans seem to be tearing each other apart in these primaries, which is becoming a problem.
Well, I mean, I don't think that going after each other is really all that great an idea.
I'm just going to wait and see what happens on May the 5th. After May the 5th, I'll be able to tell you who's going to win in the main.
It's coming up.
I understand that.
Soon.
April the 10th. After that, I'll have a pretty good idea who's going to win in the main election. Plus, who's going to turn out that day. You know, that's also interesting.
Who do you... how many of the people who do you... Jeez, I can't talk. How many people do you think that are going to vote for Casey Putsch are going to show up to vote for Vivek? Should... well, not should.
Oh, I don't think he'll get 10%.
Of the people who show up to vote for Casey Putsch?
I don't think he'll get 10% of the vote.
Casey Putsch?
Yeah.
No. How many of those people do you think are going to show up to vote for Vivek?
Oh, not many. Because I think that's a very fringe vote.
Well, 10%, that doesn't sound like a very fringe vote.
You don't think 10% is a small amount?
No, I mean, 10% is, I mean, that's a pretty big amount.
No. Not an election. 90 versus 10. 90, that's a blowout.
Well, yes, but like, I'm, like, if
the, but the Republicans can't afford to lose 10% in the main.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I mean, I don't think anybody
that's
can
what I'm
afford
saying.
To
there
lose
is a,
10% in the main.
You think he's going to get more than 10%?
No. I said I don't think anybody could afford to lose 10% of the vote in the main.
Which is,
that's a big percent.
So this is what I've been saying. This is the Republican problem.
You really don't think any of those people are going to show up to vote for
him? Oh, I'm sure some will, but you can't afford to lose 5%. So if half of them show up, you're still in trouble. That's the problem.
I think it's going to be close.
Huh?
I think it's going to be close.
What's going to be close?
The gubernatorial election.
Oh, it will be. Who said it wouldn't be close?
Well, nobody, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It just, I don't think that it's like a in the bag thing.
Oh, it never is. Anything can happen between now and then. Who said it was in the bag?
I don't know.
I said there's a divide. What was that? Like a mumble? What was that you had going on there? Like a 10-second audible mumble.
There were words in there.
No, I don't think there were. What was that?
I don't know. It sounds to me like a lot of people are certain that she's going to win.
Oh, not me.
It seems to me, not sounds to me.
Not me. I certainly wouldn't make that prediction.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I think, I don't know. I just think that it's a thought right now.
By who?
The people.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't feel that way, because I think Ohio tends to be a more Republican state. But the problem right now is that there is a divide in the Republican Party. That's what's making it a competitive election. Now, the question will be, how much of the vote is Casey Putsch going to get? And how many of those people are going to come back to Ramaswamy in 5 months? And why does Ramaswamy have an unlikability factor to begin with? Somebody's going to have to define that. And will Amy Acton make any mistakes between now and then? She hasn't had any huge mistakes so far. So, you know, there's a lot of... but will Vivek make a huge mistake? I don't know. Are we still going to have $4 gas prices on election day? That will affect a lot of things.
Well, I think...
Will the Iran war still be going on in 5 months? Could be. That'd be a problem.
5 months is a long time to be...
Not really.
I mean, I know not.
Five months is a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I know, but like... being at war for 5 months just sounds like a long time.
5 months?
Yeah, I know. War's the last time. I mean, I know Ukraine's been at war for, you know, years, but like,
When we go to war, we go to war forever.
Yeah,
Iraq war went on for year after year after year after year.
It's not worth it. They cost too much money. Nothing changes. Let it go.
That's why this is such a big story right now. What's going to happen in 10 days?
Well... I don't think anything's going to change, really.
Okay, so what happens?
Well...
We're not going to blow them off the face of the earth.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay, so what do you do if they haven't done anything that we've asked them to do?
You can go back to bombing them, I guess.
You got a big problem, because if they keep Strait of Hormuz closed, then your $4 gas is going to be there, which is a problem you don't want. Now, if you send ground troops in, they're still going to keep it closed... And people don't like war. Presidents don't do well during wartime, especially lame duck presidents.
Well, because it's just such a waste of resources.
So again, what do you do? Those are your choices.
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, I think diplomacy is always the best option, but
There is no diplomacy left here. If diplomacy works...
Diplomacy always exists. They just don't use it.
Where was it Tuesday?
I think that was an attempt at some kind of diplomacy. I just don't think it was, like, diplomatic. I mean, that's kind of like, I don't know, brinksmanship or something. I don't know. It's not great. I mean, it's not good. That's not how I would handle it. But
that's in the past, so my point is...
I think at this point, you don't... I mean, I don't know how much negotiating will get done with Iran. I mean, you know...
None.
You assassinated the Ayatollah.
I'm just saying...
And blew up a
school. You have two choices now. Stick with $4 gas prices, or have a ground war. Now, which do you want to do? Or do you want to just forget the whole thing? Which, again, will probably keep you with $4 gas prices. Because you ticked them off. You stirred up the hornet's nest.
Well, I say you just let it go. Because...
So leave the $4 gas prices? That's not going to be very popular.
But it'll go down at some point. The ground war is going to make it worse.
Not enough in time to save your presidency. You only got 5 months.
Well, he's not worried about it. He doesn't have to get reelected.
No, but if the Democrats take the House, he's going to have a lot of problems. 2 years are going to be done. Because they'll probably impeach him.
Good.
And they certainly aren't going to approve any budget or anything that he wants.
Good.
Okay, so you got 2 years of nothing getting done.
that's what I was hoping for to begin with. 4 years of
but
nothing
that,
getting
you
done.
You think Trump wants that for his last 2 years?
Well, no, but I don't think you really got a choice, if you know.
Exactly, which is why this is a very tentative time.
I guess, you know, Trump could always just try to bully them, too. Like, he has the...
Doesn't work on another party.
Well, I mean...
Because they hate him.
He could always just do it anyways.
What's he going to do? I'll get you... Trust me, him saying don't vote for them would be happy. They'd be happy to take that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I heard the other day that we sell more oil than any other country.
We are one of the big oil sellers.
But do you know the difference between our oil and oil from over in the Middle East is?
What's that?
Our oil is what you call light crude. Over there is what you call heavy crude.
So,
and we have no refineries over here to refine our light crude.
So what do you think is going to happen in 2 weeks?
Well, I think they should build some refineries so we can distill our crude and use it.
Well, there's got to be a reason we haven't done that. I mean, I don't think that's just an idea that's popped into somebody's head. There's got to be some reasoning.
Well, other countries are buying it.
Let's see.
So how do they use it?
Here's a message from one of our listeners. Trump's idea of diplomacy and negotiation is to glare and promptly poop in his adult diapers. Art of the deal, indeed.
Yep.
There you go.
I wouldn't disagree with her.
Well,
or her or him.
That's
or
her. Whatever. It's a her.
You know, but we need more people like her to speak out.
Well,
instead of some like some on this channel that call me names.
That's stuck in your crawl, hasn't it?
Huh?
That's stuck in your crawl, hasn't it?
No, I'm just kind of surprised he did it, but, you know, if somebody makes a racist statement or something, I call in. I'm fair game. If you want to say my opinion is wrong or I'm a racist or whatever, you know, great. Maybe I might think about it and come up with a different attitude.
Well, I don't understand. We don't have diplomacy on a person-to-person level. Why in the world do we have diplomacy with another country?
Oh, yeah.
We can't deal with each other.
That's true. We got everybody, excuse it, pissed off at us. All the other countries are. Until we get rid of Trump, we ain't going to get back into good graces with other countries.
You know, it has always been, you know what, here's the thing that I have always been surprised by. When an election is over, who cares? You know, that people take elections so personally, that is so funny to me. They will lose friends, they will stand off with family, they will get in arguments, they'll hold grudges. They don't even know these people, these politicians. I mean, who cares? I mean, listen, if you want to, voting is important. Vote for the person you want. Yes, they support some of your values, but once the election's over, okay. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's not somebody you really like, you're going to have to live with it for 4 years. So let's make the best of it and do the best we can for those 4 years.
Yeah, from another listener out there tonight, our oil is refined into specialized oils that bring more money in the market. That's probably why we don't do it.
Well, we don't refine it. We sell it. We don't refine
our
oil.
Right, and I don't think if we refined it and used it here, it would be as profitable to us.
I don't know. I'll do a little bit more research on that, but that's what I've heard about our oil and oil from overseas.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, and of course, we're taking comments from the online Peanut Gallery. 740-383-9944, 36 minutes past the hour. So, you know, there you are. I mean, I think you can critique candidates all day long. I just don't know why politics is so personal. I mean, if somebody says, I don't like a movie, I don't like a television show, I don't like this food, I don't like this restaurant, people don't take it that personally. But politics, Jesus. You got to either try to convert the person or, I don't know. It's weird. It's very, very weird to me that people get that upset about politics.
Well, I mean, I think it's just one of those identity kind of things.
I mean,
you align not like with the person, but like you align with your political ideas, I would assume. So, you know, when people criticize, I guess I don't know, don't like it.
I do not watch I can't say I never watch politics because I do this show. If I was not doing this show, watching politics, please. I mean, even doing this show, I would say I probably don't spend more than 15% of the time watching politics. If I want to sit down and actually watch something, it's probably going to be a comedy. It's probably going to be a drama. It's probably going to be a documentary. You know, I just got a lot of DVDs for my birthday. And they're documentaries. They're comedies. They're dramas. There's nothing political.
Well, I don't think you're going to get a political DVD.
Oh, you could.
How? What are you going to get?
There's all kinds of documentaries that are political. All kinds of biographies that are political.
Well, yeah, but those are still documentaries. Those aren't the same.
I do not sit there. Let me find the news show. I don't care. I'm much more interested.
I read the news. Don't watch the news.
Well, that's fine, but I don't sit and read the news unless it's something I'm preparing for this show.
Well, I get a lot of notifications.
I think that's why my algorithm doesn't find these things that pop up, because I don't search them. Of course, I don't leave comments on anything, and the only thing I usually post are promotional things. So I probably have a strange algorithm to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't use Facebook.
Well, the internet has an algorithm. Search engines have an algorithm. YouTube has an algorithm.
Yeah, YouTube has an algorithm. Yeah.
Yeah. But that isn't what pops up on my algorithm.
Search engines have a rather like basic kind of algorithm. It's kind of just like based on location.
All I'm saying is politics is fine. It's interesting for a show. But would I ever put a sign in my yard or campaign for somebody? I don't know. I can't see that.
I'd put a sign in my yard.
It just, to me, I like the idea of having a private vote. I like the idea of not getting into those arguments if there's no reason to.
We don't have to get into the arguments.
Yes, you do today. Yes. If you want to talk about a political subject, it's going to be an argument with somebody. Somebody's not going to like what you say.
You don't have to argue about it.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just can't believe the anti-Semitism or the racism that's there. You know, misogynism. Now, that is problematic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's a disagreeable thing to say.
But I don't know that politics is going to fix that problem. I don't know what is, but something. I think the education system might fix that problem.
I guess. I don't know. It's a big complicated thing.
I think we're all going to find out this election here in Ohio where our biases lie. And this time, I don't think it's going to be Republican-Democrat. I think race is on the table, and I think gender is on the table.
Who's... Okay. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you're going to get one way or the other. So, something unique is going to happen. But...
You think there's going to be lower voter turnout
in
this gubernatorial election as opposed to previous?
I don't know. Because, see, then you've got to look at what are these rallies doing? What is the... You know, if you really dislike a president, that a lot of times will turn you out. And we've got a Senate race. And that's a big deal to a lot of... There's more money being spent against Sherrod Brown by a certain Republican PAC than any other senator running for office. So...
Well, John Houston's not exactly a great candidate.
Well, no, but that's where the down-ticket vote is. It's either going to come from the governor's race or that one. They're both statewide, and the Republicans' down-ticket and the Democrats' down-ticket are either going to benefit or lose because of that. There's no way I don't know how it would happen that John Husted would lose and Vivek Ramaswamy would win. I don't think that can happen.
I'm sure it could.
I don't think so. There's too many down ticket voters now.
I don't know that it's likely. I mean...
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't...
You know, pigeons could fly in this room right now. Not likely,
you know. I don't think pigeons could fly in this room. There's no windows open. There's no pigeons in here.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, did you... Maybe you didn't have time to watch the news or not, but the astronauts made it down, and I think they're all being... I think they got them out of their ship, spaceship and everything by now.
I had heard that. Are they looking good?
Well, I was watching it on the news, and then they quit talking about it, but I think they're all doing okay, Scott.
You know, it's very interesting that this has not gotten the coverage. You know, I don't know why space is not a big thing for people anymore. They'll break in to tell you things are okay, but then they just kind of go back to whatever else they were talking about.
Well, they showed them where they landed, and they showed them where they had those four balloon things there to kind of keep... They had to kind of keep their spaceship stable. Then they was going to put some kind of a porch thing around it to get them out and then load them onto that. And then they was going to take that spaceship and pull it out, too, and store it somewhere, I believe, Scott.
So it looks like they made it back okay.
Yeah, they made it back... From what I can tell, they made it back okay, and I didn't know if any of your listeners watched it or not, but...
I think we had one right at the top of the program call in about it, but I think that's it so far.
But they made it back okay, and they're doing okay, and I don't know what they learned up there from doing all this stuff, but...
You never know. So what do you think about... the world in general right now. How do you feel about the world? Think we're okay?
Well, it's kind of topsy-turvy, so to speak, right now, isn't it, Scott?
It is. It is. Now, do you think if Matt got a haircut that we'd all be better off?
Oh, I definitely think we would, Scott.
I think so, too. Now, you've seen this hair continue to grow for years. What do you think it looks like?
Well... He just kind of looks like an old hermit, doesn't he?
Like an old hermit. Right.
Yeah.
So, he could look presentable if he just got some scissors in that thing, right?
Yeah, if he'd get a pair of scissors out and even if he cut it himself, he'd look better than he does now.
Oh, see, there you go, Matt. How do you feel about this?
I'll take the advice, but I'll store it away, but it's not going to happen.
Well, what do you think this is, John? You think this is a sickness?
I just don't know what to think about Matt Scott. No. He's kind of in a category all by himself.
That's right. would you sit in a parking lot at McDonald's for 20 minutes waiting for a double quarter pounder that wasn't coming?
No, I wouldn't, Scott. I wouldn't sit there all that... I wouldn't do that, Scott.
Neither would I. So I think he's just living on another planet. I think it's the hair. I honestly think it's the hair.
Maybe if he cut that hair, or get some old sheep shears out or something and cut that hair.
I think I don't think regular scissors would work at this point. I think they'd have to be some sheep shears or some hedge clippers or something of that nature.
I got electric hedge clippers here. Scott, we could bring him over here, and I could plug it in, and we could maybe trim his hair.
There's an offer, Matt.
No, my parents have clippers. I could just go there.
One day you're going to come in, and your hair is going to look normal.
My hair looks normal.
No. You got to work on that. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, and Matt, you work on trying to get that haircut.
There you go.
I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And there you go. Now, see, that's a topic of conversation. You need to do something about your hair. 740-383-9944. Feel free to call in. We've got 12 minutes left in the program here, and the astronauts are home safe.
Oh, good for them.
It'd be a big improvement.
No.
They'd never let you go to space like that.
Well, they wouldn't let me go to space anyways.
I don't think people wear their hair like that anymore.
That's fine. I mean, people can deal with it.
Do you have a fear of the barber?
No.
I think you might.
Was it a fear about the barber?
I'm not sure what you got a fear about the barber.
There's no fear of the barber.
So what's the problem?
I just like my money. I got better.
It's a haircut.
I got better things to do.
Like what? Sit in the parking lot at McDonald's for 20 minutes?
Not get my hair cut.
Oh, Lord. It needs work.
I think it's fine.
I don't know.
I think
people always comment on your hair.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Add it to the list.
Well, I don't know. Do you have other issues?
No. The list of people who told me to cut my hair.
Wonder why.
Add it to the list.
Well, I think it needs to be done.
Well, I think it's fine.
Just friendly advice.
Well, I appreciate it.
I think it could help a lot.
Okay.
You wouldn't win office with that hair.
Well, I think it'd be all right.
No. No. People like a clean cut candidate.
Well, fair enough.
Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say on this Getaway Friday. In any event. I don't know. So with 10 minutes left to go, you're talking the politics next hour and something else, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know.
Well, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Yeah, we're talking about politics. We're going to talk about the Packers falling apart.
Well, okay. Let's see. Is fantasizing about being single normal, even if you're in a happy relationship?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You think?
Oh, 1,000%.
But no, you got to post those pictures on Facebook where, oh, look at the happy family here. We are just having a good time. I just don't like that. I just think it's so fun.
I think more people should just yearn to be by themselves.
Remember when get close to the story. But you remember a couple years ago when I was talking about the social media picture with the person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that got ugly.
Yes, it did.
And you know something? I still don't understand it. Because here's the thing. If I put a picture up like that, I put it up. I know that I put it up. So who cares what people say?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the backlash about that.
Well, it changed, I do believe.
It did change. But, you know, that person, God bless their heart. I think as time goes along, I think they're a good person. I mean, I do. I don't have anything bad to say about them. But I just think there's some major, major choosing problems there. There's some choosing issues. Character flaws. Just some big character flaws there.
Well.
But I think they're very nice. Very kind.
You could pay for their psychiatrist.
No. It's just like the grill. It's getting to be that season where I get to tell the grill story. People love the grill story.
The grill story is good.
I didn't tell the grill story last year, and people got angry. They liked the grill story.
I still like the flower pot story better.
No, people like the grill story. Because the grill story is true human culture and sociology. That right there, it's 100%. Because I am the victim in that story. Even though I got the grill, I am the victim of a momentary insanity. I have to believe that's momentary insanity. Person is a nice person. Really. Most of the time, they were nice.
Well, I don't...
Kind of nasty now, but they were nice in the time that I was around them. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I bring up the grill story sometimes.
You like the grill story, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I think, your listeners should know how devious and cheapful you are.
Hey, wait a second.
How bad you treat Abby.
What? No, wait a second. I don't know.
Tell girls you love them just to get in their pants and then...
Oh, wait a second.
I talk about that all the time to kid you.
No. First of all, let's run back down the list here. Number one, I was not devious in the grill story. I am the injured party in the grill story. Number two, I've been nothing but nice to Abby. I've let her come on the show. I've always been kind, wonderful to her. And as far as the telling people I love them, it's just what they want to hear.
I know. I know it is. It's awful.
Listen, the grill story has become a tradition around here. Every 4th of July, Memorial Day, and Labor Day, I tell the grill story.
Yeah, hopefully that person one of these days will come and get his dang grill, right?
Yeah, you just, well, I still got it. I'm not a griller, to be honest. I'm not home enough to grill.
Can I have it?
No, you can't have it. You're as bad as that person. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I've come to realize, though, that I'm not going to get into the grill story because it's a tradition for the Memorial Day, which is coming up here next month. But so you can, the day after Memorial Day, tune in, and I'll tell you the grill story. But I do believe that that's temporary insanity because the person, for the most part, was nice, is a nice person. They're not nice to me now, but, you know, whatever. I don't understand that story.
Well, I mean,
they're not rude to me. Well, they are because they snubbed me. But now, see, now that I take personally. You were there when that person snubbed me.
Yeah.
So you know that that is not a lie. See, people can call in here all day long and say it didn't happen, but it happened. Did it not happen?
Yeah.
And what did you think when the snub happened like that?
Not much.
Rude.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not nice to snub people, but I was rude. Like, wow, well, okay.
Yeah, but you thought, clearly a character flawed person.
Well, I don't see the point in doing all that.
No, but I bet in your moment, in that moment, you thought to yourself, that person obviously has issues.
Well, they're not courteous.
They certainly are not courteous.
Not as courteous as they could be.
You know, that was rude.
Snubbing people is rude.
You know, I haven't seen him. No, I did see him recently, but... Like earlier this year. I think they didn't think I saw him, but I did see him.
Oh, I think I remember this story.
Yeah, yeah. See, there you go. Like, nuts. I don't understand behavior. Maybe just sociophobia. Maybe they have sociophobia.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's it.
They were in a eating area.
Yeah, they're in the public area.
They were in the public, and I saw them in the public area, and I have to know they saw him. And boy, I think they thought I didn't see them.
They just dipped.
No, and that's terrible. Why wouldn't you wave or something? Nobody's asking for a big conversation. Are you that scarred all these years later?
A wave is always good.
I don't know. That, you know, I would like to think that somewhere along the line, you were taught better manners than that.
Well, I'm sure they were.
Embarrassing.
I mean, it was definitely worse.
They always had some kind of social disease, though. Nice person, but social problems.
Well, that's good.
I never understood it, but they just weren't good around people. Well, some people aren't.
Some people don't like people. That's fine.
Some people don't like haircuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine.
Yeah. But would you snub somebody?
No.
There you go.
I mean, what's the point?
Even if they were rude, would you snub them?
No. Still, what's the point?
That's what I don't understand. Why give the person ammunition?
I mean, just how's it going? And then that's it.
Wave.
Yep, just move on.
Then I say good. I say, oh, look at that. You know?
Oh, yeah, I don't see any reason to go to snub people.
No, rude. Very, very rude. But you know, I don't even want to get into it because it'll indicate who it was. And I've been nothing but nice to Abby over the years. I tell the truth about her, but I'm nice.
Okay. Well, I don't think she appreciates that.
Well, she's, you know, she's got her own problems.
that you point out.
I got her a Christmas gift. Were you here for that? No, I don't think you were here Christmas Eve morning.
I don't think so.
But I got her a Christmas gift. She came in here last Christmas, and we shared Christmas memories on the... It was a wonderful show.
Did she get you a Christmas gift?
Yes, she did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. But it wasn't good. But it was, you know, wasn't as good as mine, but that's fine.
When did she get you that, like, oil in a jar?
Oh, God. See, right there. I think that was the Christmas before. What a terrible Christmas gift. What was that? What kind of oil was that?
It was like mineral oil or something.
Some kind of voodoo medicine type of thing.
You're supposed to, like, put a couple drops on and, like, rub it in or something? I don't remember.
Take cold showers and rub that into your belly button or something? I mean, good God. That's my Christmas gift.
Well, that's good.
Happy holidays. No, I mean, come on. Let's be real. I get her very nice gifts.
She cares about your health.
I'm not ill that I'm aware of.
Well, it's because of the oil.
No, I haven't used the oil. Had I used the oil, I might be ill. Can you imagine what kind of illness you could get in your belly button if you put that in there? Is that what you want for Christmas?
Oil in a jar?
Listen, I don't care if anybody... She could get me no gift, and that would be fine. I get her a gift because that's the kind of guy I am. But if you give somebody a bad gift, good Lord. I didn't throw it away, though. I kept it. I'm trying to think of what she got me last year. It was some ridiculous...
What are you doing with it? Did it just sit somewhere?
Oh, I'm sure I put it in the medicine cabinet or something. If like the NyQuil fails, I'll break out the voodoo.
That's good. That's what I always wanted for
Christmas.
Then
there was something about going out barefoot or I don't
know. Oh, yes. I remember the whole term for this. Grounding.
Okay. You think this is logical? I'm supposed to sit here and take this stuff from her and say, oh, yes, that's wonderful. That's great, great advice. Thank you.
If you look into grounding, there are benefits to it, but the benefits are the same exact benefits you would get by just going out in nature for a while. Like, there's no point to go barefoot.
Doesn't she open the door herself by staying and doing things like this?
I mean, you know, it's funny.
Like, when she was in here at Christmas time, we went through, no plan. We said, let's revisit some Christmases we've had together. And everything was drama when you look back on it. Like, one year, she wanted me to go pick up pizzas. I wouldn't go pick up the pizzas. It turned into a big drama. She got hateful right around the holidays. You know, that's not a good way to celebrate the holidays. Then one year...
Why wouldn't you go pick up the pizza?
Because she, like, some demand that I'm going to go pick up the pizza. I said, had you asked me to go pick up the pizza, I'd go pick up the pizza. But you don't demand me to go pick up the pizza like that.
I think you should have just went and got the pizza.
Well, listen, I didn't realize she was going to ruin her Christmas. And then there was another year listen to this. Go in the archives and pull this thing up. It's from around Christmas time. And she said, you never do anything for the Christmas party. And I said, I'll bring the dessert, kind man that I am. And I went and got the nice, delicious gourmet cookies, you know. Nothing homemade for me. Nice gourmet cookies. And I brought them in, and what did she say right off the bat at the Christmas party? You didn't bring enough cookies. And I said, it's fine. I'm going to have to go get more because you've screwed it up. And I said, listen, it's fine. I'll pass out the cookies. If I have to break them in two, it'll be fine. Everybody will get a little piece of cookie. They'll get and that was a drama. She had a drama about that. Then there was a time I sent her, I said we need 4 fruitcakes, and she said she overbought fruitcakes, and I never paid her back for the fruitcakes. There's always something with her, I'm telling you. Then I had to lie one time at a Christmas party. We had a supervisor coming to a Christmas party one time, and we were supposed to make homemade cookies. She told the lady we were making homemade cookies as a lesson.
A home ec thing?
Yes, and then she went and bought the cookies. And she said, if anybody asks you, you've got to tell them that we made these cookies. And wouldn't you know, that lady came up to me and said, Scott, what was it like making these cookies? And I said, well, I said it was very quick. A lot easier than I thought it was. A lot easier than I thought it was going to be. And I lied for her. I covered her rear end. And you see, I had to lie at Christmas. Every Christmas, there's a drama.
Oh.
Then the one year I said she was going to bring the hot chocolate to the fruitcake toss. Oh, Lord. I never said I was going to bring the hot chocolate. Well, you forced me in. And now if I cancel bringing the hot chocolate, it makes me look bad.
Well, apparently she never said she was bringing the hot chocolate.
She's psychologically deficient. Clearly, over the years, I just know if she's involved, there's going to be trouble.
I think it's fine.
Every time she comes in, I always greet her nicely? Hi, Abby. How you doing? And immediately, there's a problem.
Usually, yeah.
Why is that? And then she'll blame me.
She's picking fights.
She's always picking fights. I'm glad you see it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it goes both ways sometimes.
Oh, it does not. I always say,
however, think that Abby likes to poke fun at people, but then when you poke fun at Abby,
she
can't take it.
Right, and that's what happens. Because I, be honest, when she walks in the room, if we are not, do I always greet her in a pleasant fashion?
Yeah.
Yeah. And does she always take a, she's always the first one who tries to put the knife in there. Yeah. And then when I say something back to her, she doesn't like that.
I think that's, yep, that's about right.
Right. So, but yet I get blamed because then she said, why are you saying that about me?
It's torture. She's like, oh.
She's work. She's work, I'll tell you that. If you're in her life in any way, it's a project.
she's trying to like give you some kind of a mental disorder.
Oh, Lord. She might be classified by the Center for Disease Control as her own illness. But she's not listening because she's probably out grounding tonight.
That's
grounding with that oil in her belly button. Just took a cold shower. She's probably having the time of her life tonight. All right, we're done for the night. Matt's coming up next. Call and talk to Matt about this. Time to get a haircut. We're done for the night. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Champion of causes not yet won. End quote. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hey, Charlie.